From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, we get to see the minutes of the last FOMC meeting. This is the group at the Federal Reserve that makes decisions on interest rates. The minutes are just the detailed records of what they talked about behind closed doors. The big question there is, are they inclined to raise interest rates more than the three times they've already suggested they will this year? And one of the keys to that question is inflation. Will it pick up? Does the Fed even have a good idea of whether it will pick up? Marketplace economics contributor Chris Farrell has been thinking about this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. So there's a general assumption out there that as the unemployment rate gets lower and lower, we flirt more and more with an overheated economy where there's too much inflation. You question that.
Yeah. I mean, you can almost hear Karl Marx, you know, in the background muttering, "I told you. Capitalism needs a reserve army of the unemployed." And yet the notion that more people working and more people earning money depreciates the value of the dollar, which is another way of saying inflation. There's a lot of research that says that's a deeply flawed idea.
Well, why is that? I mean, doesn't it kind of make sense that, you know, you got a pretty low unemployment rate, 4.1%. Wouldn't you imagine companies would have to compete with wages?
So part of it is there's this idea that's out there. It's called the natural rate of unemployment, and it's the lowest rate consistent with stable prices. So when unemployment drops below that level, price pressures, you just can't contain them. And the relationship held up pretty well several decades ago, but it's broken down. The fundamental problem is no one really knows how low unemployment can go before inflation picks up.
Are you saying, in other words, that even though we have an unemployment rate of 4.1%, there's still a lot of slack out there? There's still a lot of people who still could work?
I think there is still a lot of slack out there. If you look at the employment to population ratio, it's still below pre-recession levels. But here's really the key. Wages have been going up. And this is, by the way, this is a good thing. But there's fear that that's what's going to lead to inflation. But you have to ask the question, why are wages going up? And the reason seems to be right now that companies are doing better. And so what the higher wages reflect is a better economy. It doesn't reflect too much money chasing the same amount of goods.
Marketplace economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.